God's word for our consideration this morning to nourish us, to strengthen us as we walk our path of life in the Lord. It's from the Old Testament lesson, concentrating on these few verses toward the end of the lesson. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number. And there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me, and you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So far, God's word for our consideration and for our guidance and nourishment this morning. I want you to think about your life. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about the challenges that life presents to you. Challenges that are kind of tough. Challenges even to get up in the morning. And especially on a day when we have to set our clocks ahead and not actually lose the hour, but kind of just tweak it a little bit. And the devil says, you know, this time change just doesn't do you good. You can stay in bed for another hour and, you know, those things, challenges. So I want to describe a challenge to you. And this one is, you got to envision this, okay? And as you envision this, I want you to envision two guys. Two guys that are taking a walk together on a nice, beautiful, sunny, warm day. And these two guys, one's a minister of the gospel, and the other is a manager of a soap factory, which makes soap. And they're walking away along, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, this soap manufacturer says, what good is all the work that the church does? After thousands and thousands of sermons that have been preached, and all the hours that have been spent in Bible study over the last 2,000 years, people still sin. They still lie and cheat, fight and kill. Well, the minister just thought about it. He didn't say anything at all, and they continued to walk together. And all of a sudden, they see these children, kids, playing in the mud. And so the minister turns to the soap developer, the soap manufacturer, and he says, what good is all the soap that you make? You may say it makes people clean, but look at those kids. Soap has been around for thousands of years, and these children still get filthy. Soap manufacturer, soap developer, he thought for a minute. He says, you know, soap is no good until people use it. And as you think about that, I want you to think about the other part, where the soap developer says, you know, all the sermons that have been preached and all the Bible studies that have been studied, people still lie and cheat, fight and kill. That kind of develops or kind of describes our world, doesn't it? Just the other night, Friday night, that three men went into a British pub and shot and injured 12 people. It's happening all over the world. The horribleness. We live in a horrible world. People fight and kill. People argue. People don't come to church because the church is not relevant. The sermons that are preached are not relevant. Doesn't get to the soul of the life. Doesn't really tell us about God. We live in a horrible world. People are going away from God. People, yes, on the New York Times list, the best sellers of the Bible for years and years and years. So people pick it up and read it. But do they actually believe what is written? We live in a terrible world. A world that doesn't take life very good. Doesn't really matter about life. We try to kill people off. Oh yes, there's a bill in the state legislature, the Minnesota State Legislature. It hasn't gotten much reading so far this year. Well, our state legislature will be looking at this bill that authorizes physician-assisted suicide. Think about that. That's what the world is coming to. That's what our world is coming to. We gotta do the abortions and the physician-assisted suicide to get rid of the young and the old. Gotta get rid of them. They're not productive. They're a drain on our society and our financial giving. And yet, here's the challenge for us. The challenge is to bring the word of God of life and forgiveness to people that kind of shun it and push it away. God wants us to share his word, especially as we think about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son into death, so that all who believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, we say that verse from memory, but do we really, really believe that verse? Do we really believe the scriptures that speak about Christ the Lord suffering for us, dying on the cross for us, and bursting from the tomb to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins? This is the message, and this is the word that the world around us needs to hear. I've been kind of surprised by the nightly news. It used to be that there would be no good news at all. You would hear how horrible our world is, how sin-filled our world is, and people killing each other and not helping one another. So now they give a little bit of good news on the end of their newscast. Whether it's people being surprised with gifts, or people that are surprised at how they're treated, it's always the good news. Something that we need to latch on to and speak to, because God gives us that good news of Jesus Christ to share with the people of the world that others might not want to hear. But it's words that we need to share. We need to share about Jesus and how important and how amazing life we have. I get Facebook posts, and I've got certain people on there that they have birthdays. All the people that are on Facebook with me, my friends, have birthdays. And I used to say, have a happy birthday, and have the balloons and the little thing of ornaments and making merry. I used to just say generically. Now, and I said, Scott, why are you doing that? You know, you got an amazing Lord that gives us all these kinds of celebrations and time and everything else. put it out there. And if they don't like it, they don't like it. So now I say, have a happy birthday and enjoy this amazing day that the Lord has given you to live. To stick that in there. That's a message that goes. It might not, they might forget about it, they might throw it away, but it's still there. That's the message that God gives to us to give to a vast majority of people that haven't heard or push away God. That's the challenge that we have. The challenge is coming together as people of God. The challenge in Mount Moriah is to reach out to this community so that we will have others who hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we do the trunk and treat in October, and we reach out and people say they expect it, and we open up our church. We need to continue to do things like that, because then that gives the message to the community that we are here to serve. We are here for God, and we're here as servants of God. And I wrote in the sermon toward this, that we rededicate our lives to God's glory through the devotional attitude that God gives us to get into the scriptures, not just on Sunday morning, but every day of our lives. So I used to, when I would go to hotels and for pastors' conferences and everything, and be 2 or 3 days, so I'd be staying in the hotel for 2 or 3 nights, and in the morning I would have my devotion, and I would usually take the book and put it back in my backpack and kind of so that nobody sees it. And I thought, what are you doing? Leave the scriptures out, leave that out, the portal of the prayer, so someone sees that. Maybe it will take root in a person's life. The Holy Spirit works in different ways, and He uses us to do His work. He empowers us to share Jesus with each and every one of the people that we come in contact with. And then I wrote in big, bold letters, missions. You know, when we give to the district missions, doesn't really get to a missionary. So a good friend of mine, Gary Teese, Mission Central. Right now he's got a pastor who works with him. And as Gary starts to wind down his life, which I don't think is going to happen very often or very, very soon, because Gary just keeps going on 8 cylinders. He likes to share Jesus with people. And this person is a layperson. This person was a banker in Mapleton. And a lot of people didn't want to listen to him because he was a banker. Lots of farmers didn't want to listen to him, but now they're coming. And they're listening to missionaries. And they're listening how the gospel, Jesus Christ, can affect the lives of other people in a dark, dark world where we live and work. This is the world we're in. But God gives us the opportunity to speak about Jesus. God gives us the words to speak. We might not think about how effective it is, but I'll tell you how effective it is. Karen's mother died in the Lord on February 20th. We were coming home from Australia. We didn't get the chance to see Doris and say our goodbyes. But we know that, as Gary says, we don't say goodbye, we say see you soon. Doris is going to be waiting for us at the heavenly gates. And she's going to welcome us in. And this is the message that she leaves with us. A very faithful woman. who served the Lord with all that she had and continued to serve the Lord. I was brought into this family by a lovely lady 54 years ago, almost 54 years ago. And the moment I made an entrance into this family, I was brought into the realization of how God was important, and the realization of the center of Doris's life and those in her family was Jesus. She would take cassettes, because back then, 40, 50 years ago, you didn't have videos, you didn't have CDs, but you had audio cassettes. So she'd get in her car and she'd drive around Wheaton, giving the shut-ins the cassettes of the service. When she lost or gave up driving, she bought a three-wheel Dolly tricycle. And there she continued to deliver those cassettes to the shut-ins of St. John Lutheran Church of Wheaton, Minnesota. God was using her in that mission. God was using and continues to use Gary in his mission. Started his mission working for the Lord. Let's see, I arrived in Mapleton in 1999, and Gary had already worked 5 years. And he worked in his basement, lined with filing cabinets of missionaries that he has helped through the years. And then a few years later, God gave him an opportunity to buy the farm that was across the street, across the highway. And it was amazing how Gary would have people helping him. Didn't matter what kind of denomination or where the person was from, whether it was a Catholic, Methodist, Episcopalian, or even a Lutheran. They all came to help Gary. And Gary would always say, no one would think about having Mission Central in the middle of a cornfield, and how these missionaries can speak about God's word. This is what God is doing. And God is working here within you so that you will be able, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to share Jesus Christ with those around you. It only takes a word or two or a prayer to share Jesus. And he uses us. And God will provide that. This morning in my devotion, I read Genesis. Genesis 22, 1 to 19. And in those verses, God is telling us about Abraham and Isaac, where God said to Abraham to take your one and only son, Isaac, and go sacrifice him for me. And so Abraham took Isaac, and they went to a mountain which was called Moriah. Interesting, isn't it? And here Abraham gets all the fire, he gets all the wood on the altar, and he takes his son, binds him onto the altar, and all of a sudden he's going to take a knife and slay his son. And God called from heaven again, Abraham, you are a great servant, but spare your son. And all of a sudden in the thicket was a ram caught by its horns, a sacrifice that Abraham had to the Lord for all of his goodness to him. God provided. And wouldn't you know that on that mount, it's called Mount Moriah, and it said the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide all that he needs to do in and through you with the strength, with the power, and all things through Jesus. Because you remember Paul said, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. God gives us strength so that we may share God's word and throughout all of the people that we come in contact with each and every day.
in Christ's holy name.